Again, last. Which is, ties in with Hashgacha Pratis. The Rambam writes, Shetzivo behemo. This is this translation. Hamonos helakus. Hu shenamen sheyeshom ilo siba. His causation. Hu poel uchol hanimtzaim. He is the cause who runs everything that exists. Amaro Yisah, who Amaro, and that's what said. The Talmudic Baruch Hu said, "Anoch Hashem Elokecha." Okay, now, and it's one of Taryag Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah of Yichud. Namin Shapol Hamatsius Siboso Harishona Echod. The one who created the world, the one who runs the world, the first cause of everything, is only one. And that there is one cause of anything and everything that happens. Rama writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Yisod HaYisodos V'Amud HaChochmos Leida Sheyesham Motzui Rishon, the first existent one. U'Mamsi Kol Nimtzum, he gives existence to everything that exists. Kol HaNimtzum B'Shamayim V'Aretz, and anything that exists in the spiritual world, in the physical world, it only exists because of the truth of his existence. And if it would be possible that he didn't exist, then nothing else can exist. And if nothing else existed, he would still exist. And everything that exists requires him. He doesn't need anything. Fikach ina mitaso kamitas echome. Okay. Hashem lukim emes. Hamotzi azeh lukei ha'olam adon kol ha'aretz. V'manhig ha'galgal. Rambam had a concept of a galgal. And he is the one. And what is the Galgal? Right, Samar Navuchim, that's the kli through which he runs every detail of the world. The idea is Dovaze, and that knowledge is a mitzvah essay. What is a mitzvah essay? Yediyah from the Roshan, Yadata Hayom, Ashavos Elovavecha. And that's different madrigas. Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Yid, wanted to know, have a complete understanding. And he was told, Kilo Yirani Odom V'Choy, when a human being is part physical and part spiritual, he says, he cannot get a total understanding of him. But Moshe Rabbeinu got the maximum understanding. Now, because he is the cause of all causes, and anything that happens, happens because he consciously and willingly wants it to happen. So therefore, That's what Bitochen revolves around. Emu meyato hisigodim beberu his chazik b'idaito kashem yisshava who yotzar dvorim and he runs the world klal beprat. Now he has three types of people and three types erev Shabbos. Some was a Talmud of mine from many years ago. Why it's very ill. And she's on certain medication. And so he decided that whereas in Kabbalah Satorah, all cholim were nisrape, we're heading towards Kabbalah Satorah. Told his wife to stop the medication and she'll be totally and responsible for a refuah shlema and Kabbalah Satorah. Okay. We'll see. First of all, we have to understand what that means and we'll understand why such a thing is an isugomer. He went to a certain hocus pocus famous rabbi here. Said nachon. Michilas quote Torosso. There's nowhere in Yiddishkeit that it says that. But that is, we'll see the different types of bichtocha. He says the first type. Shlosh is the bichtochon hanavim hakrovim el hashchina. The Talmideim and HaChasidim HaYesharim. The type of bitochon of Nevi'im HaKarov El HaShchina. The Talmideim and people who are not on that level of Karov HaShchina, but they're Talmidim who are Chasidim and Yesharim. And Chasid means Lifnim Yeshua Sadin, and Yosher means yes. Single-minded straightness in his avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no ulterior motives or cheshbonos. Now, to understand, I gave this example of this gentleman because the Rabbi Aram ben Arambam writes, people who karu el hashim. Rambam writes that Anolchi v'Yeh Uki Agvor Shemanu. What does that mean? It means as follows, that Chal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, moved in a path while there were also some molson throughout the nine markers. And even Chatume Mitzrayim says, Etzba Lukim, they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running it. Chag Yisrael to not experience a Gilui Shechina until Makas Bechoros. Uvamoro Godol is a Gilui Shechina. And if you take a look in Unklus, Uvamoro Godol, Unklus says that Mora has two things, it's fear and Re'il, what they saw. It's a Gilui Shechina. It's a lower level, the lowest level of Nevuah. When 7 days later they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, so much the Rosh Shivcha Layam, the Rosh Yecheskim and Buzi B'chom. The Rambam writes, what is the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of all the other Nevi'im? Takes out the psukim, Amar Chazal. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was awake, he was standing. It wasn't Nofil, it wasn't Bamara, it wasn't Bechalom. Other Nevi'im go into some sort of a trance when they pass out. And Klal Yisrael, when they cross Yam Suf, wherever they were awake, standing, and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu artificially lifted them up to a Madrega, that they were able to have a very high form of Gilishkin. Then they had 6 more weeks. In those 6 more weeks, they grew and they grew and they grew. They shed Avodah Zarah and sinning and standing in Har Sinai. They reached the highest level of Nevuah, one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu, but higher than any Novi until then. And so when they were Makabel the Torah, it was with an absolute clarity of the Amitas Habore and the Sheker Avodah Zarah and the like. They saw things in unbelievable clarity. Now, at that point, once a person raises his spiritual level to a certain level, he moves beyond a lot of physical causation, as we'll see in Rabbi Avraham ben Rava, we'll see in the Rambam, we'll see in the Ramban. And therefore, the various illnesses that each one had had disappeared, because they moved to a whole different level of existence and causation. And these Nevi'im Hokrovim al Hashchina, the Talmideim and the Chassidim HaYasharim, who his Artelus Kol VeEmtzoyim HaRegilim, they detach themselves from all intermediate causes that are normal. And they move in a direction to rely on nisim that violate chukei teva. They're not betocha teva, they're above teva, on the flows hadomos. So what he's saying here is that a person by raising his level and his increasing his total, his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moves above teva. Now, who is he talking about? And he's going to be very specific that he's talking about Nevi'im HaKrovim al Hashchina, the Talmideim, and all of the Talmideim, min HaChassidim HaYeshar, those who are Chassidim and Yeshar. Okay, now, Zeh Hayah Bitchon Shel Yonason, this was the Bitochen of Yonason, Bavro El Chel HaPlishtim, when he confronted the army of the Plishtim. He said, Ki Ein LaHashem Matzu LaHoshia Baravu B'mot. Even though such moving against such a large army with a small group of people in normal situations made no sense, he said he had bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu Yebitchono Shel David. And that's when David, and you're talking about people whom the Rambam viewed as Nevi'im or Talmidei Nevi'im. When David HaMelech did battle with Goliath, and he took off any armor, he said, Ki lo nisisi, Yonas ben Uzziel says, because he knew he was in a madrega, that a nes was going to happen. The Rambam writes, and that being dovok and shechina completely is what lifts you above Chukei HaTava. Rambam ben Rav Huchna. And when Eliyahu Anovi, when he relied for his parnosa on what the birds were going to bring him, he says the same thing. But Rambam now, even people, not Madrega, Rabbi Avram is going to begin putting limitations on that and say, that's not stam, that any Novi can say, I am independent of Teva. And obviously, we see from Eliyahu Novi, he relied on the birds to bring him food. Why do you have to rely on the birds to bring him food? He didn't have to eat. He didn't have to drink. Obviously, he's functioning within Teva and not saying, I'm independent of Teva. Moshe Rabbeinu is an higher madriga. So Moshe Rabbeinu was totally independent of Teva. For 40 days, he didn't eat or drink. Hashem Ken Eliyahu Anovi didn't reach that madriga. Was B'toch HaTeva B'Lamala Min HaTeva. And this is a balance. B'toch HaTeva B'Lamala Min HaTeva. Eliyahu Anovi is not in the madriga Moshe Rabbeinu. No one's in the madriga Moshe Rabbeinu. He still had to eat, he still had to drink. And even though he had to eat and drink, he relied on an ace that the food was going to come to him and the liquid was going to come to him. But even this, Yochli Gorm Aide Ruach HaKodesh. That if in Ruach HaKodesh, but even a person is not allowed to say, I am on a certain madrega. Unless he's informed by the Ruach HaKodesh or a direct haftocha from HaKodesh Baruch Hu that he can rely on an ace. He says, Ki bitochon Eliyahu al parnasosu midei shemai. HaKodesh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Anovi, yes, I will arrange all of your food and drink through an ace. Achamunas Hanovi bitchonu b'chizoyon hamizgal lo. But that doesn't take away how to be tochum. Avram Avinu says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've seen that physically I am incapable of having children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, you'll have children. What does Rashi say? Same in Stagnu Yosefa. You're right. On the same physical level that you exist today, you cannot have children. But because of your Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's lifting you up above physical causation. And the Posek says, Vehemen Bashem. Vayachshuvehu Lot Stoka. And the fact that he relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, yes, I understand that you are the cause of all causes, and I can rely on you. That is the source of Avram Avinu, considered a madrega of Avram Avinu, because we're so used to mentally working within Teva, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu directly, madrega Elyon Azu b'inyan habitochon yikra samatzias, so it's very rare. Lo kol hanviim yicholim latzapos lahasogasa. Not all neviim. And even a navi who gets there on occasion doesn't mean it's going to be there on a regular basis. He says, "No sofer Yaakov Avinu reached the highest level of the bechir shabbos, but." He says, and v'dayecho, it's enough if you remember, shekos v'hatorah odos, hidir atzma hanoa mikinyona olam azeh, he says, I am Yaakov Avinu. It's interesting how he describes, Yaakov Avinu, kivamak liovarti esayarde. So, question is, if he's being sent to love and for marriage. Why? Didn't he have everything that Avram gave Yitzchak? Answers, he did not want any kinyan olam hazeh of Yitzchak or of Avram Avinu. And he left Beersheba only with his staff. It's different than the why. He explains in his parish in the Torah how this deals with the medrash that Eliphaz stole. Lo behemav, lo lirkav, he did not have an animal to ride on, no one to go with him, no sword to protect him, nothing. Okay. And that is bitachon. Even though on this path he had unbelievable bitachon, still when he ran away from Lavan, Lavan asked him, Lavan Nachbeis, says, Ki Yeresi, I was afraid, what are you going to do to him? Afraid of Esav. That means you have a Novi on the Madrei of Yaakov Avinu. He didn't say, I'm the Malam in Ateva. No. When he's been informed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he's Ruach HaKadosh or the Ratziva, however it is, that he can function the Malam in Ateva, then he's allowed to do it. And the person gets put in a very awkward position. He gets put in an awkward position because even though mentally you're used to relying on some form of causation, not just saying I'm a malam nateva, but in a certain instance when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you don't have to, and having absolute confidence that teva is irrelevant, he says that's also a madrega. Ushmuel, can't say he didn't have bitoch. He was lacking bitoch. But he was afraid of Shaul HaMelech. Eloah Novi. I don't believe in Madrega. And he stood up to Achav. He went to Klal Yisrael and blighted on an ace. And he killed 450 of Yabal. I still was afraid when Yezebel confronted him. So you see, even a Navi, on the highest madrig of Ruchnes, is subject to Teva Lamal Mitev. Now here he's giving a rule, and he's going to prove that. That even a Navi on the highest madrig is only allowed to rely that he's Lamala Meiteva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs him, for this specific instance, at this specific thing, you are Lamala Meiteva. Otherwise, he's a human being. Now, the Rambam writes in Shemot HaProkim, Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf were in a Madrega higher than Yechezkel ben Bucha. And for 40 years in the Midbar, they continued to be on that madrega. But still, they had to eat every day. So they ate mon. They had to drink water. They had mayim and aber. There's a lot of things that were lamala midachateva, but they weren't like Moshe Rabbeinu or Harsina, completely independent of them. It becomes a mixed existence. I be talking who? Rak b'schusuras ha-kodesh u'mitzas elokim. And now he says, when Eliyahu HaNavi was going head to head with Achav, he says, what did he say? Ubidvorcha osisi eis kol hadvarim ve'ela. I did all of this because you told me to. And he said, and it says Yiftach, Vatihi al Yiftach Ruach Hashem. He had bitoch. Shimshon says, "Vatitzach olav ruach Hashem." Sometimes it's like Eliyahu Novi, this direct tzivui, And sometimes he realizes through a Ruach HaKodesh that a Novi has. Okay. I mean, if a Navi does not have a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is Lamal Midrash HaTeva, so then he has to understand he's Midrash HaTeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with him B'tol Midrash HaTeva. That's why Vayira Yakamo Vayetzalo. He's afraid of Esav, Ki Yoresi. He said to love it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a Gilui Shechina to relax. Kedera Shir Yaakov. And so what did the Malach say? He sarisa im Elokim Anoshim Vatucha. And as came to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, that's number one. Now, anyone who's told it, you see, that's this young man who came to me. He says, listen, Klal Yisrael, all the Cholim and Esrap are also going to be Kabbalah Torah. I told him, wait one second, you're Kabbalah Torah. Klal Yisrael's Kabbalah Torah. It's a very, very different Kabbalah Torah. Klal Yisrael's Kabbalah Torah, they were lifted to Ruach Nevuah beyond any other Navi, and one notch underneath Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's one level of being kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll all be mekabel the Torah, and we'll be kavanah shleima, but we shouldn't assume we're getting up to that Navi, Latin level beyond any other Navi, and one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. That doesn't happen normally to us in Shavuos. Okay, that's where people who try to be Madamel Milsilmils and don't totally understand what's happening. That people who are not on that madrig and have no hisgalos, lo hargosha lo kisla mito, lo ishume Hashem, and do not have that confirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in this instance we are lamala miteva haruhu mesaver lamashenu matim lo, he's hoping for something that doesn't fit him. V'chotei b'chutzpo hamevil dechil Hashem v'in tzofek shayovu al onsho. Very strong language. He says the person decides, listen, I'm lamala mitechateva. He says, wait a second. You think you're on that madrega? You don't appreciate what it means for people to be on that madrega? It's a chutzpah, and it calls the Chil Hashem, because then it comes out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat you just like a regular person. And then people say, listen, this wonderful tzaddik, what did it happen to him? Don't and he's punished for this. What happened? Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Nisim and Niflos. They're there in the Midbar, there's Amareish, Amarana, and there's Amon. And then all of a sudden, the Meraglim come back and say, you know, things are simple. And then they realize and they say, no, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with you. You may be living the life, Lamali Midrash HaTeva, here, but in this, that's only in certain areas. If you go to war, you're going to lose. But we are on such a high madrega, yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell you in specific things. Yes, he tells you, I am giving you mon. He tells you, I am giving you mayim. He's telling you this, and he's telling you that. And you're living a split existence. L'mala midrash hateva b'toch hateva. And when you think just because in place X, A mamali midarach hateva doesn't mean in place why you're going to be mamali midarach
hateva. Ready? Yes. Theoretically, if someone would get a tzivu, if someone not even not on the Dakar, if he would get a tzivu from an Avi, or a tzivu from somewhere from Kodesh,
if you had the Rambam, the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam says very clearly, you have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only give a direct tzivu l'mala midarach hateva. Someone who's on a madrega of living his life of Ruchni is that justifies that. There has to be a justification on the madrega of the person, number one, but the justification, the only person who at any time was totally malnutev was Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he still had mon every day and had mayim and haber. But on Har Sinai, at that, for those 40 days, 120 days, that Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he was totally the Malam and Ateva. Otherwise, every one of us is on a split level. And what he's saying, once someone is on the highest level, then with a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows in this area, I'm the Malam and Ateva. Eliyahu HaNavi relied on the Oravim to bring him food. But wait one second. It was Lamar. That's a nace. Or of them don't generally bring people groceries every day. But if they, that's a nace. But he wasn't Lamar and Mitev, he didn't need food. When was he Lamar? In the 40 days he went to Har Chorev, says he didn't need food. So each situation, as people are on a split existence, we're goof and neshama. And sometimes, because we are goof and neshama, we're beyond causation. But that's in a very limited thing. And a person cannot assume, he's on the madrega. And in this specific instance, it's going to occur unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly tells him. Otherwise, his bitocha means, I'm working within teva. Okay, we'll stop here. Then he moves down of madregas until he gets the regular normal human being, like every one of us living in this room, how bitochen works. But he's beginning at the top, so one shouldn't think that even someone at the top is automatically. No. Every one of us has a split existence. Okay.